Here we go.
Hey, Will, what are you going to do Tuesday at 8?
Check us out every Tuesday for the show that we will play. Starts at 8 on the east side. Don't be late. Make it ringside. Place to gather and to chat.
Nick, Shane, and Will going to chew that fat.
Red, green, blue, feel the vibration.
I've got a lot to say. Can't hold it in this time. Got no filter. I got no filter.
All right, well, I swear to God, I never watched any of that. A part of me wishes I had.
Shit, I told you it was one time. So it's apparent that I lost
your rapping skills.
Nick Shane, chew that fat. What are we gonna chew tonight?
Oh well. We have around 8:30. We have some fantastic, absolutely fantastic news. Some I tried to call Angela and fill her in, but she was too busy protesting and being mad at everybody that doesn't vote. Let's just say that. Anyways, so I didn't get to tell her my good news. I guess she's just gonna have to wait to 8:30 to find out about that great news. Anyways. Welcome to Tuesday Night Hangout. I'm one of your hosts, Never Trust Skinny Chef Shane, and our other co-host, whatever you want to call it. We don't have hosts and co-hosts. It's all or nothing. Miss Cupcake Krista.
Cupcake Krista.
Hi, Krista.
Hi, Never Trust the Skinny Chef.
So, Never Trust Skinny Chef Shane cooked your dinner tonight, correct?
Yes.
And how was it?
It's very good.
Alrighty, back to you, Will. Will Fly, how's it going?
Back to me. I'll tell you what I did do just a couple of days ago for the first time in, months, is I kited. I actually went to the airport and I kited. But man, I am totally lacking the motivation to get up in that cold freaking air to fly, you know. It would have been perfect if it just wasn't so cold. But it felt good to pull out my wing and kite it a little bit. And I did find two lines and I need to replace, so that'll be a total of 4. Replace them equally. But hey, you know, it's a start.
Well, Mr. Nick J from Just Us E-Bikes, how we doing tonight, sir?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we are fantastic. As you can see, I got a sweatshirt on. Why do you not have a sweatshirt?
T-shirt.
That's weird. Yeah, normally this is backwards. She's got the sweatshirt on and I'm like, I don't understand.
I got the Fly Friday wheel.
Whatever you just did there fixed it for me. Did you just change something?
I added a Greg Laney's question, but Nick, you were saying?
I said, I got to Fly Friday for an hour.
Nice. Wow. Nice. Well, Tony is asking what is cold. So that would be a good question for you since you last flew. How cold was it?
60. That wasn't too bad.
No,
60's fine. It's anytime I get below 50. Here in Florida, it becomes not as fun. So, Greg Laney, was this question directed to you, Will?
Let's see. Obviously, stupid question, but does the airport Gorilla uses have avgas that we can purchase? I think you know the answer to that, and I think they do.
Okay. I totally did not read the gorilla part correctly. Greg Laney, I'm not busting on you for spelling because I suck at that. I can't even spell spelling wrong. Right. Anyways, long story short, I believe they do. As a matter of fact, I know they do. It's the airport. They do. Yes. Man. Anyways,
I will tell you this, and I'm not too afraid to admit it. I would not have spelled gorilla that way because I obviously don't know how to spell gorilla. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you because Greg Laney spelled it correctly the second time. But
oh, did? Okay.
Yeah. Listen, I blame all my misspelling on autocorrect. I'm like, oh, it's autocorrect me.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what I do. I mean, I probably 10 times a day, especially if I'm working on the computer, I'll say, "She who shall not be named, how do you spell such and such?" It's a complete like lazy way of doing it, but you know, like if I don't know how to spell something or I question and I don't I want to make sure I didn't spell, and she's like, "That's an awesome use for AlexA." I think.
And James Parker just answered your question. Your question. Holy crap, it's happening again. Greg Laney, James Parker says Wachula has abgas for sure.
Okay, so just to let you know, Shane, since you are the host with the most, now it went back to that. You know, with Nick. So it's clearly it's a problem on my end.
Yes, sir. We always knew that.
Yep.
I'm just waving.
Yeah, with your middle finger. I know what you're doing.
Explain what? What are you talking about later? No, the picture I sent you where it's Nick is all messed up.
Yeah.
On his, on Will's computer.
Okay.
Okay. So, I just let's get on with the with the hizzo of the show hose. So I just did a wedding. I did a ceremony wedding for Sunday for the nurse that took care of my wife when she fell into the fire. We fell in love with her while she was taking care of you. And I found out she was getting married and asked her if she'd like me to do the ceremony. And she said, yes, she would. She probably regrets it because for some reason, and I still to this at this moment, do not know what happened. I choked, like literally choked. I said it was because I've never seen her with makeup on. I don't know what the heck happened. As soon as she walked up and they got together and looked at me, I went into panic mode, like absolute mumble mouth. My throat started all. And then she just looked at me. She goes, and if you knew Lindsay, this makes perfect sense. She's like, pull together, Shane. Not disappointed, not happy, not sad, just pull together, Shane. Like, you could do this. It's fun. So we ended up getting through it. Everything went well. They got married. I did find out of the gazillion pictures that we asked some guy to take a picture of us, and he just sat there and just tapped the red button for 5 minutes. You know how hard it is to go through that many photos.
Was that when that picture was taken?
Yes. Oh. Yes, I deleted 472,000 of them. And just, I went through each and every one of them like, my face doesn't look good. Your face is, you're smiling way too big. You're not looking at the camera. Soup is wondering where his Krispy Kreme donuts are. And all this other stuff. So, long story short, we got it all done. It was a great event, and another couple in the books as a married by Never Trust a Skinny Chef Shane.
Right on, man. Fantastic.
So, again, what?
You married three couples.
I've married three couples so far. All are still together. So I'm batting 1,000. Oh, did Uncle Steve show up in here? If I did, I missed it. I have an announcement about that as well.
He did.
Ah! Okay. So, Uncle Steve Shake I can't give you the full details to this order, but I will tell you there's something very special to the order that he sent to me. I just placed an order myself for the event. But Uncle Steve Shake has, or they are sending me with my order, 100 bottles of original Uncle Steve Shake. Go, buddy, go, go. To give away one bottle per pilot with the when you pay your pilot's fee. So last year, Brian Waller gave everybody Brian Waller paid for all the bottles that were given away last year out of his own pocket. And this year, Uncle Steve, which, by the way, I did text you, Uncle Steve, the big news that I got to share with everybody at 8:30. But Uncle Steve is going to do something extra to those bottles, by the way. And I cannot tell you what it is until I get a bottle in hand so I can show everybody. So that is the secret, just so you know. But there's a special label being made for the fly-in called our name Flight Brigade. So we are good to go.
So wait, you haven't come up with the name yet? Or the label, or it's going to be Uncle Steve Shake?
The label will be Uncle Steve Shake Original Seasoning. It's good stuff. Honestly, like I always tell people, it's not my cooking that makes my food as good as it is, or as I'm being told it is. It's the seasonings. I am convinced 100%, and I need to go back and add in at the beginning of this, the non-paid advertisement. It's literally just my belief that Uncle Steve Shake really does truly make one of the best seasonings out there. And
Will, you were there at Paramotor what? NC's house.
Mm-hmm.
When Shane did the three different steaks with three different Uncle Steve seasonings.
Okay. I forgot. Uncle Steve, I have the greatest video that never happened. So therefore, on this channel, if it didn't get recorded, it didn't happen. I literally cooked T-bones?
Don't ask me.
I cooked three different steaks.
What kind of steak was it, Will?
Ribeyes.
Yeah, maybe that.
Okay, I cooked three different ribeyes. I used three different Uncle Steve Shake, one per steak. And then I cooked them all at the same time. Brought them back, cut them, placed them on each plate, and didn't tell anybody what they were. And the number one flavor that everyone...
Will's going to tell us the answer.
Well, it was clearly, Uncle Steve Shake.
Good answer.
No.
It was the original, right?
No.
No.
I thought it was the
original. Was the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a new one, a new flavor that Shane had just gotten and wanted to try. So he did thick meat, SPG, and what was the other one?
I want to say
smoke bomb.
No, now I don't remember.
Yeah, because you
anyway,
cut
them the winner
slices and stuff. I remember that.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was hands down, and what? It was the SPG.
It was the SPG.
It was hands down, and I mean, don't get me wrong. There was 100% all the steaks were eaten. It wasn't one that was like, yeah, we're not going to eat that because we didn't like it as much. No, it all was gone and absolutely amazing. So, one, thank you, Uncle Steve Shake, for making such a great seasoning. Two, Paramotor NC, thank you for one, putting up with my wife. I know you really wanted to see me more than her, and I brought her with me. I'm sorry about that, but you got to take the good with the bad. And two, providing the steaks that we all enjoyed. All right, Kent, you got to stop texting me during the show. That's old Kent Stamey, by the way. And I can't show you. Well, actually, I can show you later. Kent Stamey's making Krista and myself a little something, something. But, yeah, honestly.
I believe you said it was a surprise.
All right. Well, then I won't show you.
What is
I'll just play it like I can't tell you because Krista's listening. Take your earbud out. You won't hear me say it. But I, yes, again, if any of you guys, one, Uncle Steve Shake is, you can order online. And I suggest buying it by the pound. It's cheaper, better deal. And you don't run out of it as much. What are you doing?
Nothing. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Why are you touching my keyboard?
Anyway.
There you go.
Realize. You see that, Shane?
Yes, I put it up on the board.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to read it. If anyone, the Uncle Steve says, if anyone orders and mentions Shane's name, he may or may not ship it.
No.
No, he'll throw a little, extra, a little something extra. So, yeah, mention Shane's name and boom.
Yeah, I'm actually, since I haven't flown since Ben's, I might start making some cooking videos again. I actually wanted, I'll tell you what I wanted to do tonight. So I got this pizza oven that I absolutely love, and I have a love-hate relationship with it. I love cooking pizzas on it. When everything goes good, it is fantastic. When it doesn't go good, it's the devil, and it's my fault why it doesn't go good. Pizza doesn't slide off the peel. Everything, or the pizza will stay on the peel, and everything on top of the pizza will slide off into the.
I feel the problem is Will's not here, rolling out the dough.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Now I was going to ask what FIFCA was. Everyone keeps talking about FIFCA. Yeah, put it together. Oh, okay.
No, the first time. Fly it for Gage. The first time I saw it, I was like, "What is that?" And then I literally was like, oh, that's it.
FIFCA. Yep.
Nick, you Nick, you had some of my food at the last, was it FISCO?
It was last time we seen him.
No, it was at Fly for Gage.
Well, he did, yes.
That was the last time we've seen him.
No. We seen him at Dave Burden's.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I meant the last time we seen Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm at Fly for Gage.
I think you cooked for me every day.
I did, and all the seasonings were Uncle Steve Shake, just so you know.
It was amazing.
And again, I'm not that great of a cook. I just use great quality meat and great seasonings, and you pretty much can't mess that up. I try.
I'm not a great cook.
Uh-huh. Do you want to try it? I'll get you some quality meat. We have pork chops.
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay. She's out. I love my wife to death. Good Lord, that girl hates to cook.
I don't think you can beat a ribeye steak. I mean, to me, that's just got the perfect amount of, you know, meat, fat. You know, I like that. And I'm never like a real lean, like a filet or whatever. But I had, for the first time in a long time, a T-bone steak, and it's pretty gosh darn good.
Not as good as tonight. We had a tri-tip. Tonight we had tri-tip, which is, I don't know if you guys know what tri-tip is. Will, you know what tri-tip is? Nick, any idea?
No.
I think this is a joke set up here, Nick.
Careful. No, for real, it's really, really
good. 100% it's called tri-tip. It's huge in Texas. But anyways, we had that for dinner tonight, and it was fantastic. Absolutely love tri-tip. It's actually $1 cheaper than top sirloin at the local butcher's that I go to, which is where I get all my meats whenever I go to any of these fly-ins or cook for a group of people. Waller's, when we went to Waller's house for the fly-in, I brought pork chops. I brought top sirloins. It's just great quality meats, and then you add it with the seasonings from Uncle Steve Shake, and boom, Perfect combination.
Cool. Just going through the chat.
Yeah, let's read off some names up in here, Will.
We got start off with Angela Preslick. Angela Preslick, Cupcake Krista in the house. Angela Preslick, I already mentioned her. Tony Marzano, Kramer, and John Wayne. What's going on, John? Now, that guy flies a freaking lot. I mean,
yes, he does.
It's unreal. The other Nick, what's going on, man? Kramer, Matt Kramer. Mm-hmm. Nick J. Hey, Nick, what's going on, man? Craig Laney in the house. Craig B. Hey, Craig. So we got two people from Australia now.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Cool. So
the show is growing.
We've really gone international.
We have gone international.
Yeah. Linda Anderson. Mom. Let me go finish the, make sure I haven't missed anyone here.
You missed Scuba.
Walter Priori. Scuba. What's up, Scuba? James Parker. Kent Stamey in the house. What's up, man? Last time I saw Kent, I think, was at Bad Apples, I think, wasn't it?
Mountain City.
Oh.
Mountain City 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. But David Wolf, what's going on, man? Dave's in the house. Uncle Steve Shake. And there's Scuba. Angela. Did I say Angela Preslick?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay, I've never heard her name before.
Yeah. I think I got her. Not, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
So the other Nick, I told him he paid for his pilot's fee and some shirts. A shirt or some shirts. I don't remember. There's a lot of orders. Anyways, I told him that he said his wife and kids weren't coming. So I told him he couldn't come. So now I believe his wife and kids are still going to be coming now. So that's good.
Well, Violet will be there and have people to play with.
Go ahead. It really is a great place for it. Do you remember? Do you remember, Shane, when we went to Waller's? Remember when I hurt my back?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did it again. Not as severe, and I caught it in time. But I got a question. I'm just curious to see what they say. But what would you guess the number one reason I hurt my back is? Number one world
sneezing.
Reason that
sneezing.
I would hurt my back. Now, you can't say if you know, Shane, because you like.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
I just took a guess.
What did you say?
Sneezing.
No, but actually, that's not too bad because it hurt.
Dude, I have thrown my back out sneezing before, and I'm telling you right now, that wasn't good.
So whoever gets bragging rights for the next week.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
Up Yubby.
No.
Okay.
If you get it right, you get to brag about blowing Will's back out.
I don't know if I want that. I don't want them rights.
Were you getting out of bed?
No, I'll just tell you because I mean it's not that. Believe it or not, it's brushing my freaking teeth.
Really? I don't remember. Yeah,
unbelievable. I'm serious. Just like bending over the sink, you know, and then standing back up. It's like, how could that possibly hurt your back? But that does it. Just that it's like three or four times now. So I think that's time for ventures.
Hey, the other Nick said wiping your butt.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
He's got a bidet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is the reason I brought it up. McElroy gave me a inversion table, and I love that thing. I absolutely love it. It's but like that back pain and stuff. I mean. For like stretch, didn't you have one, Shane?
I still have one. Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't use it, and I'll tell you why. So I've been watching a ton of YouTube videos on lower back and why is my back going out videos, whatever. And I think honestly, it's not so much my back that's the problem; it's my So they say if you always are in a L shape, like sitting down, or when you lay on your side, you're kind of in the, like, curled up. So you end up having a forward pelvis, like you. So that puts a lot of strain on your back. To stretch that, you're supposed to do like a halfway lunge with one leg and sit or stand straight up and then tighten your buttocks, and you'll feel a pull in the front of your thigh. That also is pulling, and believe it or not, it's called a psoas, is the muscle. I'm not kidding. It's PHOSE or something like that, or S.
I don't know what you're saying.
Anyways, there's a muscle. So anyways, my pelvic is bent forward. It should be back. That's I've been working on that. Yeah, my back has been going out, trying to go out for the last, since Saturday.
Yeah.
it's been trying to catch on me.
Kids is probably stressed because it was the day before the wedding. He's like, my back's going out.
You know, he and I had the same exact problem in that lower back part where it feels like you just kind of want to bend over backwards to like stretch it out. But my doctor said that's the number one place that people complain about arthritis problems is that spot right there. So
in the lower back.
It doesn't.
So what you just said. Painful. You think my back goes out when I'm stressed? The first time it went out, were we together?
No. Yes, we were.
We were. I know. That's why I said it.
Hey, how do I know what happened when we weren't together? It happened a million times before me.
Nick, do you have any back issues?
Yes, I've had mine since I was like 15, though.
Ooh.
Trying to carry carpet back in the day.
Carrying carpet, throwing your back out. Yeah. But yeah,
this is Tony. That's interesting you say that. I don't use it regularly. I only use it when, you know, I've got like a back problem, you know, so that I don't regularly use that. It's a good point.
And that's my problem. I only use the inversion table when my back was sore or hurting, and then it almost to the point where it made it hurt even worse. If I didn't get the pop in my back in the spot that I needed, then it would actually irritate my back even more. And of course, I'd get back on there and force myself to.
When you come over, we'll pull it out. We'll show you the production of what I have to do to help to make his back pop in the right spot.
So, you know, you have to bend down and then adjust the thing to hold the ankles, to hold your ankles and your feet in spot. So when you hang upside down, you don't fall out of it. Well, my back would be so bad, I couldn't push that in or release it. So she would have to do that. And then when I'm hanging upside down, she's sitting there punching me in the back.
No.
That's
is that your story?
Yeah, that's my story.
No.
Wait, are you doing it face down?
No.
No.
Laid on it back, put the thing down, go back. But my thing is trying to get back up.
Well, I mean, you got to balance that. It's got to be in the right setting. It shouldn't be to where you have to struggle to go back or come up. You know, you can push the feet up or down.
Yeah.
That's what makes the balance. It's not the back. It's the gut.
Hey, listen. That's Nick.
The other Nick. Oh, he's so skinny.
Hey, if you can't make fun of yourself, you can't make fun of others. That's good. That was a good one. I posted that, just so you know. Yeah, Waller did Hollis. I think he still does have his inversion table in the back of his truck. Does he not, Will?
He swears by that inversion table. Yeah, I mean, every time I've seen him, he's had it in the back of his truck. You know? It really, when I first saw that, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Who is this guy? He's got an inversion table in the back. It was Brian, you know? But then after I tried it, I'm like, I totally get it, you know? Totally get it.
He's just carrying it around with him.
Yeah, in the back of his pickup
it's
truck.
It's bolted. It is bolted to the bed of his truck.
Oh, good.
So before I had a belly, my back went out a bunch. I mean, when I had a six pack, an actual six pack, not a beer.
Yeah.
Not a beer.
Six pack of what?
Flat tummy.
A flat tummy. But yeah, my back, dude, there's no rhyme to reason. One day I was up at the family farm in Ohio, and I got up in the morning and I walked across. I was in the golf room. If you ever go there, there's murals in this room of golfing, so we call it the golf room. And I'm cutting across the living room to go to the kitchen, and for no reason, my back went out. Absolutely just right on the floor, ruined my rest of my hunts. I'm trying to sit in the tree stand with my back killing me. And then I'm like, Jesus, what happens if a deer comes out and I have to pull this thing out of the woods? I'm like, why am I even sitting here? Because I'm not going to shoot. It has to be a really good deer. And even then, it's going to be a whole process. So I didn't, thank God I didn't have to, I didn't see a good deer that morning. I did see plenty of deer, but not a shootable deer. Really?
Yep.
During the show?
Did you sneeze like that? I'm supposed to say, God bless you.
I mean, God bless you. That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, so anyways, aging is a lot of fun, you know. Angela says she sneezed her back out once. So you just never know, you know. And I tell you, I mean, you've never been to Mark McElroy's house, right?
No.
No, all of his friends have been there but me.
No.
Even the homeless guy on the corner.
Down his freaking hallway to try to get to the kitchen. It was that bad. I mean, I could laugh about it now, but man, I was in freaking tears.
Hey, Will, even the homeless guy saying he'll work for food and Mark brought him home, I still have not been there.
Something always comes up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, the first time we were supposed to go there, her dad had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Then the second time we were supposed to go there, I think Brian had a fly-in. So we went to Brian's.
Yeah. Whatever. There was just
things come up. Not that we weren't invited.
Checking out. There's a couple things actually that I've been thinking about. Of course, Brian, I'd like to get back down there and check his place out. He's done a lot of work. And then the solar eclipse in April. I'm going to go over to Arkansas to watch that. Hopefully fly it. That'll be a lot of fun.
Wow.
Whatchamacallit? Wallers is having a fly-in in April, correct?
Mm-hmm. April what? Yeah, because this has been on the books for like ever.
When's the eclipse?
April 8th, I think.
You're fine.
Is it like the very next weekend or something? Because it would kind of...
I want to say it's the 23rd.
Where's it at, Will?
In
your neck of the woods.
Arkansas. Well, where I'm going is northern Arkansas.
No.
Okay.
Sean Simon's
the following place. Week, Will.
Hmm? The following week? Oh. Well, so then maybe I can hit it on the way back then, so I don't have to. That'll be nice.
Yeah,
you better get your oil changes done so you can
right.
Get that driving time in.
Yeah,
Will, you crack me up with the ability to only drive a couple hours and then have to stop and take a nap or sleep overnight.
Well, I literally will make with a 9-year-old. It's kind of tough.
Listen,
did you say 9-year-old?
Yeah,
the dog, his black wiener.
Yes, that's true. She's a little demanding.
You can just stop and let her out on the side of the road, let her go pee, and then have pick her up because she cannot make that jump. But
back into little the stairs.
Van. Yeah, I tell you, one time I was driving. It was a big Class A. It was a diesel pusher, and I was traveling with my buddy, and I wanted to get one of those. I don't remember where I got it from, but it was like a huge extra large pizza. So I put it in between on the hump or whatever. There's a little center console on the floor. And I was traveling with the dachshund. And, man, I got all settled in, and I opened that box to have a second piece of pizza.
and there was none freaking left. And the weird thing is, like, the box closed like it was supposed to be and everything. Man, that dog, she was like, oh, it was unbelievable how big her belly was, and she drank for days. Water. Man, dogs do not know when they're full.
What time is it? It's 5 minutes past when I was supposed to give the announcement of the super exciting news. Is everybody ready? Everybody in their seats? We have gigantic news. So it is official. As of now, this sounds weird, but we just got the paperwork today.
Yeah.
As of January 11th, we are now 100% a 501c3 for the Gage Robbins Good Citizenship Scholarship, Inc. So at the fly-in, not that if any businesses or whatever, like Just Us E-Bike is donating an e-bike for the fly-in, we're able to give him a tax ID number and help him out with his taxes at the end of the year with Florida Flight Sports, PPG Gorilla, Rick Davies. With his donation of the frame and harness, he will also get a tax ID number to help him out with his taxes at the end of the year. So, honestly, we couldn't have done it without Nick from Just Us E-Bikes or Rick Davies from Florida Flight Sports and their donations. If there's any other companies that are interested in donating, please contact me either through Facebook and or Facebook. How else? I don't know either. We're gonna
TikTok.
We're gonna be working on a web page. Mm-hmm. It'll be very simple. It'll just tell you the story of our son. It'll tell you what the money is raised for. Not that all you guys in here don't already know. And it'll go for, it'll have a section about the events, such as Fly Up for Gage. We have discussed a hammock weekend where everyone comes and stays out back and stays in hammocks. So we're going to work that in and see if we can't figure out how to raise money for the scholarship as well through that type of thing. There is a group on Facebook called Hang Kong. They've had the world's largest hanging of people in hammocks over the years, and their area is 1/10 the size of Hardy Lakes. So there is a chance that we could literally have 4,000 or 5,000 people show up over their 500 or 600 people in one area. So give us a year or two or 10. It's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah.
But we're
because we're not sure how to exactly work that in.
Correct.
Because the money for the park is going to obviously go to the park, so that we have to have activities.
Right. There's going to be whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
The same thing with the fly-in. Again, if you come into Fly Up for Gage, If you're gonna stay where there's power, you're gonna make reservations online in the on the Fly It for Gage 2024 page on Facebook. Their link is in there. You can make reservations. If you're gonna camp out back,
dry dock,
boondock, whatever you want to call it, it's $10 a night, and you will pay the park when you get there. Anyways,
cool. But
yeah,
man.
We're working on different angles, and I would love to be able to get several $1,000 scholarships per year for students graduating high school, going to college in our son's name. I think that just, there are some days I feel like I don't do enough for him and everything that he's done for us as parents. So if we keep going and keep raising money and keep his name alive, then we are, in my opinion, doing good things. So I just hope he's looking down on us and happy with what we're doing.
I'm sure he is.
Absolutely.
He's thrilled.
Yeah, has to be.
So Kent Stamey, you are probably not going to want to do hammock camping without power. Because I know another guy. I just spent this weekend with this guy, and I'm going to tell you right now, this dude needs a CPAP machine. I'm just saying, that got elbowed in the middle of the night off the second queen size bed in there. I won't say no names, but I can tell you right now, he got cursed a lot while he was sleeping.
So you bring up a good point. If you really need power, make your reservations as soon as you can.
So yeah. Now you can run generators out back where when you're boondocking. And again, I'll have a 55 gallon drum in the back of my truck, and I do plan to offer, say, like Friday afternoon. I will offer, if anybody needs any extra water, I will be going around finding out if anybody needs some. And if you need some for your camper or your tent in a jug or whatever, I'll be more than happy to top you off with water. I need to specify that, with water.
Shane will serve.
Yeah, Shane will serve. There's no drinking in the park, so please use wonderful koozies to cover your drink.
We only had one person get caught last year with a drink, who literally walked in front of the park manager, similar to this fashion. And the park's like, or the manager's like, we don't allow alcohol in the park. He's like, oh, my bad, and walked off. That was the end of it. There wasn't a whole drawn-out thing. If you're causing problems and you have a drink in your hand, that is going to be their number one excuse to say you got to go. So the park is really laid back on a lot of things. So just don't push it, and you won't have any problems. We've never had a problem there. I've been going there over 4 years.
Did you see Tony's question?
Yeah, I just pointed it out to him. Eventually, Tony, he would like to move it too.
Well, I don't plan to move it at all from Hardy Lakes until some people get us kicked out of Hardy Lakes, and then we will be going to Wauchula, which is literally a 15-minute drive, a 10-minute flight by paramotor to over there.
So you got a backup plan. And Tony's got a good idea. Koozies. Right. Fly it for Gage koozies.
Good point.
So yeah. each year that this gets bigger and bigger, we will add in more things, such as koozies. Last year, we did not have any shirts. This year, we do. Next year, we could add in koozies and something else. I'd actually like to try to do things such as, like, cooler giveaways or for raffles or what have you. We're working on the basket thing. It's coming slowly but surely. But
yeah, one step at a time. I mean, there's no like major reason to have to push things, right? I mean, because you've got the basics already down, and I don't have to tell you, Shane, you know better than anyone. There's a lot of moving parts to putting a fly in together, right? So you've done the hard part, I think. And then the 501c3,
Yeah, but getting baskets, then it's like kind of splitting money between two big items. Then it's like, do I really want to do that? But we are going to have also the variety pack from Uncle Steve Shake.
Oh, yeah, I missed that part. For Uncle Steve Shake, he's donating 100 bottles to give away per pilot's fee. And he's also donating a variety pack of seasonings that we're going to raffle off like we did last year.
Oh, sweet.
Nick.
Yep.
Nick, is there anything at the fly-in, and don't be sugarcoating it, that we need to work on, in your opinion? Will, same question for you. While you guys are thinking, I'll be right back. I got to check the back door.
So, I mean, I think last year went really well. I mean, I didn't see any problems with anything.
No.
Last year was good.
No, yeah, I mean, I didn't see any problems either, except for the one little snafu at the very end of the, you know, event, which most people were gone anyways. So,
and then Krista had to sit out in the hot sun all day instead of sitting in the pavilion because Shane didn't tell her where to go.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hey, you know what I'm thinking about? There are two fly-ins that are still on my bucket list. One is Fredonia. I just had a brain fart. Kansas, the big one.
Endless Foot Drag.
Endless Foot Drag. And then the other one is Flying Circus, which is coming up this year. It's too late this year. But I've been thinking about maybe just flying out there, you know, to experience it. I don't care about the flying part. I mean, that would be okay. But every flying I've been to, I've always had much better time
on the ground. Enjoying the people.
Yeah, than I did in the air. Well, I don't know. Kind of an exception there at on the fence there with Dave Curtin's, because that's always a beautiful place to fly around. A lot of
stuff
going on there. So don't tell Shane whatever you do, what I said there. Because
I think all of those ideas you guys came up while I was gone are great.
No, we were talking about what I'd like to do, and I don't think you're up for this, Shane. I don't. Maybe you are, but I want to maybe get a group of guys together and fly out to Flying Circus just to experience it from the ground.
Just to experience and not fly it.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't even bring my wing.
I have no problem flying there. I would have no problem saying, no, it's not for me, you know.
Right.
But I want to experience it. Yeah.
No, and I agree with you. And then depending on how many people, we could probably
get an Airbnb or something somewhere
else. Rent an Airbnb.
Yeah. You know, the best way I think to do it is to hook up with someone that, you know what? Ripa and Ben, they went out there. Wasn't it Flying Circus? I think it was Flying Circus with Mo. It was either Flying Circus or the other one out there.
Yeah, I think it's the other one.
Okay. Well, they rented a hotel room, but it's just not quite the same to leave a fly-in, you know?
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I think this year for Moonshiners, we're Helfries and us are riding up, and they got 2 years ago they got an Airbnb, and I think I'm going to join them. We are at Moonshiners. We're going to go to the Airbnb, and I do feel kind of.
No way! You're not going to stay there.
I mean, for what I can, I agree. I don't like leaving there, but
I say we're staying there.
That settles it. We're getting an Airbnb.
Who wears the pants in your family, Shane?
And that's one of the things that they hated was packing up and leaving, because pretty much all the fun starts as soon as you guys are done flying and everybody's hanging out, and then it's time for them to go back.
Yeah, Salt and Sea, Tony. Yes, that's right.
Oh, Salt and Sea. So it did suck for me because I do enjoy hanging out with Rachel and Violet and everybody, but I don't want to leave either. So I'd rather us just bring our tent up. We can tent.
I'm bringing a cargo trailer before I tent.
Whatever.
There you go.
See how accommodating I am?
Well, I was going to say that the perfect setup for a situation like, at least I think it would work, is to get a travel trailer or rent an RV. I think Robert Michaels is doing that, like renting an RV or whatever to take out there. So I don't know if fuel would be an issue, or you just bring extra fuel, or how far a gas station is, but it would be perfect to be out there and still be comfortable at the same time, because there's no electric.
Well, no, you just, well, you should. You had to rent a generator too. But I mean, honestly, if you, it's, So it's the deposit and the security is the biggest downfall on having a camper or to renting a camper, but it's usually no more than $100-$150 a night. And if they show up and drop it off and then pick it up afterwards, now you don't have to worry about dragging it anywhere, this and that. For me to go from here out there from Florida with that camper.
We talked about, no, not, are we talking about Moonshiners?
No.
Okay.
Salt and Sea and Flying Circus.
I'm still back in Moonshiners in my brain, sorry.
You're so pretty.
Because I thought we were talking about bringing the big camper and then Brian, Rachel, and Violet can stay with us.
No, I would do that. I would bring the big camper if all of us are going to go together. If it's just going to be me and you, we're doing the cargo trailer. Whoa.
Uh-oh. What? Nick, your dogs.
I hear Wendy's calling you. She's telling you her dog
went crazy for. They went crazy over something. I guess delivery.
So Tony says it's $1,000 deposit and cleaning deposit. Read the fine print, wow. Just saying.
Yeah, because I was trying to get Tony and Angela, well, they were talking about doing a camper. So I gave them a couple of sites, and I guess that part is, that's what I was saying, that the deposit and whatever, that's the hard part. It's not the...
I think I just want to haul mine out there and then fly on the way there and on the way back. Stop a few places.
Where's the arch at? Is it close to that?
Depends on which one. What are you talking about?
The big arch everyone flies under. Or
that?
Isn't that California?
No, I forgot the name of it. Moab, near Moab, right?
Moab somewhere.
Utah, Tony.
Utah. Yes.
Yeah, that's not super close, I guess.
Yeah. That's a 32-hour drive.
No.
For me.
That's a negative Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, no, I like I said last night, we had some buddies that some of them drove and some of them flew. And the ones that drove, they would carry everyone's gear out there. So when the guys that flew got out there, they had all their gear, everything was ready. And now that's sweet, you know. But again, I don't care about the flying part there. I just want to experience it.
Where is the Flying Circus? What state is that?
It's in Arizona, isn't it?
Okay.
Should be in Arizona.
Arizona. Yep. Looked it up last night, but it's close to Phoenix, like 30 miles from Phoenix.
It's coming up.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. This weekend, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Pretty soon.
That is 1,900 miles from my house. That is me driving to Ohio, turn around and driving to Florida.
Yeah, I know. Right? That's just one way.
So, yeah. One way.
No. The flying is the way to go.
That's a hard no for me.
Well, if you fly out, no.
No, if I fly commercially,
yeah.
If we fly out commercially, I would do it. Maybe next year. Let's plan it next year, Will.
Yeah, all right. I'm cool. I'm game.
Starting next weekend.
Yeah, I got too much going on this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and worst case scenario next year, Will, we split a hotel room and rent a car.
Yeah, cool. I'll even share a tent with you, dude. It was fun last night. Yeah. Tony says that Mo was on last night, and he was, and that he was one heck of a cool guy. And yeah, if you haven't met Mo, he's a lot of fun. They have not real good reception there, so he climbed up on this 25-foot tower just to be able to get on the show because that's the only way he could get a good enough signal, but I don't know.
Push that all back. How many keep falling down?
I could consider my life complete if I got to experience endless foot drag and flying circus.
I think your life would be complete after you go to Fly for Gage 2022 or 24.
No. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I can do both.
Are you going to go ahead and do Burning Man while you're there?
What is it?
You going to go ahead and go to Burning Man while you're there?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a little bit
not much for me.
From what I've heard, the difference between the two, I mean, other than scale, isn't a whole lot of difference. Maybe some more drugs or something, but
gotta be a lot more drugs.
Yeah.
So I would absolutely love to go to Burning Man, but I could not bring Krista because she'd be like, what is it? Oh, I can't believe it would just not be any fun.
Wouldn't work out.
No, it definitely. I mean, I always tell my wife, you got to be open-minded to other people's likes and dislikes. And you may not be into whatever they're doing, which is, if that makes them happy, good. But you can't, I don't know, I don't judge other people for what they do unless it affects me personally. You know, so if you guys want to run over there and jump through fire and do a bunch of drinking and drugs, that's on you. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
No, they fly through the fire with their wings to see who like can stay up the most, up the longest.
No,
they don't. But what Angela says is true. They're dropping $50,000 this year from the air.
And they also shoot bowling balls up into the air and try to figure out who gets closest to the bowling ball when it lands.
Yeah. Yep.
This is stuff you did when you were a teenager.
Yeah, we
did bingo or something.
No, we never shot bowling balls in the air, but we would go to Walmart and buy brand new cans of paint. And then we had a steel tube that we built a fire around, and then we dropped that paint can into that tube, and then it would get really hot, catch on fire, and then blow out of the tube. It was freaking awesome.
Honestly, I've never done that.
I would say not recommend it for anybody at home. We were trained professional teenagers.
And it was in the woods.
It got to the point where we were putting 1 pound propane tanks in there, and then we would like everybody would be in the back of the pickup truck. We'd drop it into the tube, and then one person would drop it in the tube, and then we'd take off running our driveway. And then we'd stand back and watch the tree line just light up with this big ball of fire. And then it would go out and we'd do it again.
It's amazing you're still alive, Shane.
Oh, there's so many stories I could tell you that I shouldn't be alive. We would jump off bridges and all kind of shit. Krista thought it'd be a great idea not to know she was pregnant and jump off a bridge with Gage in her belly. Just saying.
I didn't know.
Really? Oh, you didn't know you were pregnant?
No.
No. Because I already did it, and then I went to do it again, and I was like, why am I freaking out? I've already done this. So I just did it, and then later I found out I was pregnant. I was like, "Oh, that explains it."
She hit the water and a baby caused it.
I could have been the cause of it.
Like, it could have been the cause of it.
You hit the water and a baby fell out. How do you not know you were pregnant?
No, what happened? No, I had no idea. And I was like,
"Yeah, Gage did skydive, didn't he?"
Yeah,
he did.
Yes.
Yep.
We got some funny videos we can send you to add into the intro.
Send me what you got.
I mean, it's about him, so why aren't we like promoting it?
Not yet. It's a little early. We got, what are we, like 6 weeks away?
I don't know, man. March will be here before you know it.
Exactly. February is like that long.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got it.
Cooler has really gone by fast this year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We do. We have 6 weeks and 2 days to go before we're there. So actually on the 16th and 17th, I'm going to probably videotape another I'm going to do another video of where we can and can't fly or the LZ. And
that means we're going back there.
Yeah, we're going there to go camp. We go there all the time to camp, to be honest with you. Just a great park. And there's, now that we have the e-bikes, thanks to Justin from Just Us E-Bikes, I have a really nice old e-bike that has over 600 miles on it now and still going strong. And I think the last time we were there, we put inside the park itself, we put, I think, 33 or 35 miles inside of the park, riding that just on a weekend, Friday, Saturday, and left Sunday, was it? Mm-hmm. And then we did 33 miles or 35 miles, whatever it was. Absolutely love the e-bike. Before the time change, my wife and I would literally go, I believe it's 14-mile round trip, 7 miles there, 7 miles back. We'd ride our bikes to the lake, sit there and watch the sunset over the lake, and then get on our e-bikes and ride back.
Good time.
Yeah.
Now they mess it all up with this time change thing.
Which changes back in March. Angela has a question.
What is you guys are still going to the show. Do the show after March, right? We love Tuesday night. Well, yes, we are. You know how many phone calls during the week constantly I got from Will? I don't have nothing to do. I'm so bored. I can only finish my second large dairy blizzard from Dairy Queen. I'm so depressed.
Okay.
And then somehow poor Nick got suckered into this.
He did, man.
Oh, poor guy. He's like, I was just trying to do something nice. Now I got to suffer and go through this crap every Tuesday night. Holy crap, I didn't even realize it was 9 o'clock. Holy snapples. Mr. Nick Justice, can you tell us about your e-bikes? He needs to tell people about the bikes and how awesome they are. Okay. They don't believe me.
We sell all electric e-bikes from Soulfast, 24 and 26 inch. We usually keep all of them, any color in stock. You can check them out on justusebikes.com.
Will, you've ridden one of those bikes, haven't you?
I have, and I would have zero problems endorsing those bikes. They're awesome. It's really well made. You can just tell it's a good bike. I'd put it up there with any other e-bike there. I've also ridden the Segway e-bike.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's a quality bike.
We rode 33 miles round trip on our e-bikes, and man, it still had plenty of life left in the batteries. I was done. The bike wasn't. I was done. Yeah. Chris and I both were done. I was just like, okay, I'm done. And I think still was not even close to being dead. I was like, all right, I don't know how far it'll go, but it's farther than I'm going to go. So we went home and that was it.
Then you go to get on the bike the next day. You're like, oh, okay, I don't know if I can ride today.
Yeah, actually, I do want to, the only change I would do, and this is not a negative, this is just a preference of mine, if you will. They have a shock for the seat or for the post. It has a little shock on it. It's an aftermarket thing. If I was going to do more long distance stuff like that, I would change that out. But outside of that, wouldn't change that bike for nothing, especially the color. Color's amazing.
So maybe I need to bring a full suspension that's same color and let you ride it.
Yeah.
Unless you take trade-ins for the equal or same value price.
Because I think your new one does have that shock.
Yes. I have a bunch of new ones that have full suspension.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Don't you bling at me, boy.
Just saying.
Will Fly, where can we find you, sir? We got to get out of here.
You can find me on YouTube. Just search for Will Fly or online, willflyppg.com. Take you to the same place. Check out some flying videos.
Krista, where can we find you?
Here.
On Tuesday nights?
Tuesday nights. 8 p.m. Or contact him. Oh, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sorry. Or contact him because I'm at work. And I do the work thing.
I'm at work, but I'm always bored. So if you want to call me, text me, email me, I'm down for a conversation. Still waiting for Nikki to call me during the day. I'm like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, you can, because he's really not doing anything. I mean, he's working really hard.
Mm. I got news for you. I get all my work done early because I'm fast at doing it. Why prolong the day of work? Okay. Anyways, you guys can find us.
You, Tony.
You guys can always find us here at, on this channel on Never Trust the Skinny Chef Shane. You can find me on TikTok at ppgshane.com. With that being said, I think we need one more round of that outro that was only for one time use tonight. For you guys.
It's one time. The show. One show.
All right. Good night, guys. Enjoy night, the y'all. Outro.
Hey, Will, what are you going to do Tuesday at 8?
Check us out every Tuesday for the show that we will play. Starts at 8 on the east side. Don't be late. Make it ringside. Place to gather and to chat.
Nick, Shane, and Will going to chew that fat.
Red, green, blue. Feel the vibration.
I've got a lot to say. Can't hold it in this time. Got no